God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Haven't we all known the frustration of wanting an answer and not getting one? Maybe you've wanted to know something, and try as you might, you just can't get an answer. At least you can't get the right answer. Well, you're in a lot of company today. The Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 1 about a king, the son of Ahab, the king of Israel. His name was Ahaziah. And a question he had that just didn't seem to have an answer. The Bible says in verse 1, then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. So I believe it was under David's rule, Israel had gained Moab, and they had lost this as an opportunity from Moab after Ahab, the king, had died. So Ahab died, Moab rebelled, and Ahaziah, the new king, the Bible says in verse 2, fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber, and he was greatly injured. So Ahab died, Moab rebelled, Ahaziah fell, and it was time to ask some questions and time to get some answers. And so Ahaziah sends messengers, and he says to them, go inquire of Baalzebub, this is the Lord of the flies, a pagan god, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Now, let's just pause a moment and say the books of the kings are just that. They are the books that tell us about the kings of Israel. At this point, a divided kingdom, Israel and also Judah, both part of God's people that had had basically a civil divide, a civil war. And so Ahaziah had a lot of precedent. He had all the history before him to learn lessons. Well, Kings is not just history. It is a history of God's purposes in the dealings of God with man. It's a book that is Hebrew history in light of the Old Testament law and God's covenant with Israel. So Ahaziah should have learned. He should have learned a lesson from history and those that had gone before him, but he does not seem to have done that. So right at this time of trouble and peril, his dad had died, Moab rebelled, he himself had been greatly injured. He asks the question, will I recover? Now, we can learn something from this man, and it is very simply this. You cannot get the right answer if you do not want the right answer. For one, Ahaziah asked the wrong one. He said, go inquire of Baalzebub. This was a false god. He gets a reply from Elijah, the Tishbite, the prophet of God, who says essentially, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that you go to inquire of Baalzebub, the God of Ekron? In other words, he had ignored God. There was no God in Israel as to practical matters. What was God with his people? Well, in a sense, yes, but in a sense, Ahaziah was twice orphaned. He had lost his father and he never had gained God because he ignored God. He was no better than the surrounding pagans who had no law, no temple, and no Jehovah. So he asked the wrong one. Many times in our lives, we want an answer, but we're asking the wrong person. We're asking the wrong source, and so we can't get a good answer from a bad source. Number two, he asked the wrong way. He sends a band of soldiers. He does this three times to Elijah the Tishbite, and they demand of him. Elijah's on a hilltop. And they demand of him, thou man of God, the king hath said, come down. Well, this was Elijah. This was God's prophet. And apparently, Ahaziah still thought he was in charge. He couldn't even control the future of his health, and yet he was making demands of God's prophet Elijah. He had tried to get answers from Baalzebub, and when the messengers had turned back because Elijah had turned them back, they go after Elijah, and instead of asking respectfully, they make demands of him. Finally, the third captain with the third band of 50 men falls at Elijah's feet. He beseeches him. He asks him. He has respect and fear. And he says, hey, let our lives be precious in your sight and give us an answer. Finally, Ahaziah asked the wrong question. What did he ask? His question was, will I recover? Now, this was a valid question, but it was so far downriver from the necessary question, which is, how can I be right with God? Here's a guy who didn't even know how to ask God, the one who could give him the answers he needed. And so he was asking the wrong question. The question, am I going to recover? How am I doing physically? It was a valid question, but it was a day late and a dollar short. He should have been asking, how can I be right with God spiritually? The rest would necessarily follow. So when we don't know how to ask, we won't know and we don't like the right answer. Look, we all have questions. God has answers, and we can have the right answer when we ask the right one in the right way with the right question.